Oh, whoops. My bad. Didn't see you standing there all alone in the corner like some kind of tragic Victorian ghost. Nice drink, Joyce, by the way. What is that? Straight tap water? Bold move for someone with zero taste. I mean, I guess it matches your whole aesthetic, whatever that is. What? Why am I here? I go to parties all the time. I'm like super social. Can't you tell by my sunny disposition and how much I'm totally enjoying myself right now? You look... I mean, your face looks extra pathetic tonight. More than usual. It's almost... Never mind. Look, I wasn't following you or anything weird like that. I just happened to walk in the same exact direction you were going for like 20 minutes. Pure coincidence. And if I asked Chelsea what party you'd be at tonight, it was only because I wanted to make sure I could avoid you, obviously. That sweater, though. Did your grandma knit that for you? It's so wholesome. Disgusting. I bet you actually thanked her for it too, didn't you? God, you're such a... That looks soft, though. Not that I care, I just have this thing for textures, okay? It's a sensory thing. Don't make it weird. Ugh, this music sucks. And everyone here smells like they bathed in Axe body spray. It's giving me a headache. Do you want some fresh air? I mean, I want fresh air. You can come if you want, or don't. I literally don't care either way. Finally! Whew, I can actually breathe out here. You don't have to sit so far away. I don't have the cooties or anything. Actually, stay over there. I changed my mind. Your good boy energy might be contagious. It's cold. Why don't you warn me what's cold? Now I look stupid out here in just this jacket. And before you say anything, no, I don't want your ugly sweater. Even if it does look warm and soft. I'm like, it smells good. Ugh! Stop looking at me like that with your face and your eyes doing that thing where they go soft and concerned. It's annoying. Everything about you is annoying, actually. The way you always hold doors open for people. The way you actually turn in homework on time. The way you actually smiled at everyone in the hallway like some kind of golden retriever in human form. You know what's really annoying? The way you never fight back when I tease you. You just take it. Sometimes you even laugh. Like you think it's funny. Like you can see right through me or something. It's unsettling. And that one time... When Brad and his idiot friends were hassling me about my outfit, and you told them to back off. You didn't have to do that. I didn't ask you to. I can take care of myself. But you did it anyway. Not that I needed your help. I was just about to destroy them with my withering sarcasm. You just got in the way of my epic comeback. I only came to the stupid party because Chelsea said that you might be here. Wait, no, that came out wrong. I meant I came here because I heard you wouldn't be here. Yeah, that's what I meant, obviously. Why would I want to see you? That's ridiculous. You're ridiculous. This whole conversation is... God, why is this so hard? It's not supposed to be hard. I'm supposed to be cool and mysterious, and you're supposed to be intimidated by me, not sitting there with that stupid patient look on your stupid face when I make an idiot out of myself. You know what? Forget it. This was a mistake. I'm going back inside to do normal party things, like dancing and socializing with people who aren't you. Why aren't you saying anything? Say something. Tell me I'm being weird. Tell me to leave you alone. Tell me... What? What do you mean you're glad I came? That doesn't... You can't just... Shut up. You don't get to be all sweet and understanding right now. I'm in the middle of a dramatic exit. You're ruining it. I hate you. You know that, right? I hate your stupid face and your stupid kindness and the stupid way you make me feel feelings. gross, complicated feelings that make my chest do this weird thing whenever I see you in the hallway. And I hate that I spent an hour picking out this outfit tonight, and another hour in my makeup, and that I kept checking my phone to see if you'd posted about coming to this party. And I hate it when you smile at me. Even when I'm being mean, it makes me want to smile back. But mostly I hate that I don't actually hate you at all. That's not... See what you do to me? You make me all honest and vulnerable and gross. And this is exactly why I avoid you. Except I don't avoid you. I actually kind of seek you out. Like some kind of pathetic moth drowned in your stupid, warm, comforting flame. But don't think this changes anything. I'm still going to make fun of your questionable fashion choices and your taste in music and the way you organize your backpack with all those color-coded folders like some kind of nerd. It's actually pretty smart, though. The folder thing? Might have started doing something similar, but with black folders, because I'm not a complete dork like you. Your breath makes little clouds in the cold. Kind of mesmerizing. Not in a creepy way, just in a scientific observation way. Like when you're in class and you do that thing where you're chewing your pen when you're thinking really hard. Not that I watch you in class. That would be weird. I just happen to sit where I can see. Oh my god, I need to stop talking. Why am I still talking? This is mortifying. You're probably going to tell everyone that this scary goth girl has a crush on you and I'll have to transfer schools and change my name and... What? You came hoping to see me too? That's... No. You're lying. People like you don't like people like me. You're all sunshine and homework and probably help old ladies cross the street in your spare time. I wear too much eyeliner. I listen to music that scares your parents. And once I made a substitute teacher cry. Why would you want to see me? Because I'm interesting and funny. And you like it when I get passionate about things, even if it's just ranting about how the cafeteria pizza is a crime against humanity. You actually listen when I talk? Even when I'm being mean? I don't know what to do with this information. My whole worldview is shattered. Next, you'll tell me you actually think my combat boots are cool. You do think they're cool? I mean, of course they're cool. I have excellent taste. Unlike some people who wear sweaters with actual reindeer on them. But I guess the reindeer are kind of cute. In an ironically ugly way. That's the only reason I've been staring at your chest to judge the reindeer, not for any other reason. So, what happens now? Because I've kind of exhausted my emotional vulnerability quota for the next decade, and I'm not really sure what the protocol is here. Do we hug? Shake hands? Sign a contract stating that this conversation never happened? Hold hands? You want to hold hands? That's so middle school and cheesy and actually exactly what I want right now. But if you tell anyone about this, I'll deny everything. I'll tell them you hallucinated the whole thing, that I was never even at this party, that... Your hands are warm. That's annoying. My hands are freezing and probably sweaty. Freezing and sweaty, which doesn't even make sense, but that's what you do to me. You make me defy the laws of physics. This is nice. I mean, it's tolerable, barely. I'm only allowing this because my hands are cold. It's purely practical. It has nothing to do with the fact that I've been imagining this for a while. Stop smiling like that. You look like you just won the lottery or something. It's just hand-holding. It's not like I just confessed my undying love or... Okay, fine, maybe I kind of did, but in a really cool, aloof way, right? Tell me I at least maintained some of my mysterious edge. Shut up. I hate you. Would you maybe want to go chill inside? You know, I'm kind of cold again. Yeah, let's just... You know, I saw a bedroom somewhere... Huh? You know, we can just chill in there. Nothing special. Well, okay, yeah, maybe it... What's so wrong with me wanting to fuck you? No, because that's what you're assuming, right? You're assuming I want to take you to a room to... What's so wrong about that? All right. Let's go. Yeah? Come on, let's go. It's so loud out there. Maybe that's better, huh? They won't hear a thing we're doing in here. Come on, I won't bite. Unless you want me to. Can I kiss you? What, did you think I was gonna be shy forever? I can feel you pressing against me. You got hard pretty quick, huh? Do you mind if I just... It's okay if I pull it out. Damn. You're so big. Let me touch it just a bit. Please. I promise I won't get far. We don't want to make a mess, do we? Damn, you're getting harder. I didn't know that was possible. Is that good? Am I doing this all right? Like this? You like it? You like my hand around your cock? No, it's okay. Moan. Groan. I don't care. Just as long as they don't hear us, I'll be fine. Come on, let it all out for me. You like my hand around your cock? Yeah? You don't want to come already, do you? You want me to count you down? You got 10 seconds to come for me. Or I'm gonna open this door and let everyone know what we're doing in here. 10. 9. Mm-hmm. six, five, four, three, two. Oh, fuck, fuck, come, come for me, come for me. Come all over my hand, I don't care. Yes, 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 yes. Oh. Damn. That almost shot really, really far. Do you mind if I clean it off? Fuck, it tastes so good. Come on, before they find us, let's go get something to drink.